Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com.
Super Bowl 60 coming up on Sunday, and besides the game and the halftime show and all the spots and the commercials that you're going to be watching, the national anthem will be performed by our friend Charlie Puth.
That's really when all my friends and I start to truly pay attention at that point. And we don't care about the pregame. And Charlie, we're so excited for you. What a cool surprise. How did this come about?
Thank you very much. You know, they say, what is it called? Manifestation. They say write down what you want to accomplish in the next coming years. For me, I would do that. I tried it once, but it didn't feel as effective as just simply making a song about it, of what I wanted or what I aspired to have in the future. So the national anthem, for example, I just quietly recorded a recording just by myself. You know, may or may not have pictured myself. I put some reverb on it and made it sound like it was in a stadium. And just like that was my manifestation. And then it just comes true. We're going to actually do it for real with a whole orchestra and choir and exactly as I envisioned it in my head. So not to be corny, but dreams really do come true. It's nice.
But Charlie, are you scared? Are you nervous? Like when it comes to the national anthem, that is the one thing everybody critiques the most after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to be real, man. I didn't know she was going to do this to you, but I might throw up in the tunnel as I headed down to the field.
No, I mean, I'm not nervous right now, and I probably won't be nervous flying in, and I probably won't be nervous a couple days before, but an hour before, like walking to stage, momentary like jitters, and then once I hear the music, once I'm with the musicians that I'm so lucky to share the stage with, I feel like it'll all kind of level out.
I imagine it's quite something when you're figuring out how you're going to do it, right? And thanks for the insight. Now we know it's going to be orchestral.
Don't ask me how long it's going
to
be.
Oh, come on. This is our time to make some money here, Charlie.
I know. I want to make this prop bet.
Because I don't know. I might sing a note longer or shorter. I seriously don't know. I try my best and just get lost in the moment musically. It's not like there's a magical hook that's going to drag me off the stage. I'm there for a reason. And I want it to be about the music. I want people to see me up there and realize that they too can make musical manifestations and they can make songs on GarageBand and their iPhone. You don't necessarily need a recording studio. My whole goal and why I plaster myself on the internet, other than my love of music, is my love of teaching music. And I just want people to be inspired musically at all times.
It's Charlie Puth. He'll be performing the national anthem this Sunday at the Super Bowl.
So what's this like, Charlie, the run-up to it, right? Do you fly in days before? Do you get the field all to yourself and your musicians to practice? Or is it a thing where they're like, okay, Charlie, we're taking a left down this hallway, and then you're on stage and it's happening?
I know that we get there just a teensy bit early. I love rehearsing. Like, we had a rehearsal yesterday. I live 2 hours outside the city of Los Angeles. And we only ran the song twice, but I still drove down. Worth it to me because I just get my body into it.
Charlie, I know you probably get asked this a lot, but I have to ask you, what happened with Taylor Swift? It was all over the news. When I heard it, my mouth just dropped, and I want to know how it influenced your music. It's coming up next. Charlie Puth, he is joining us, and he'll be performing the national anthem this coming Sunday at Super Bowl 60.
You know, they say, what is it called? Manifestation. Write down what you want to accomplish in the next coming years. For me, I would do that. I tried it once, not to be corny, but dreams really do come true. It's nice.
And Charlie, I would be remiss not to bring up the whole Taylor Swift thing. I know you probably get asked this all the time, but if you missed it, Taylor Swift name-checked Charlie Puth on the Tortured Poets Department. Taylor Swift said in her song, "We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist." And I remember the first time I heard it, my mouth just dropped.
It's like she knew what we already knew.
Well, we all know that. But her saying it, the most powerful woman in pop music, how did that affect your career?
Well, what it's done for me is allowed me to make this album and put this tour together. In the way that I made a couple like starter ideas before, but when I heard that, affirmed to me that I have to like be more honest. And I won't bore you and tell you how I got there, but I just need to be more honest and sometimes in my music. And I realized there were a lot of things that I hadn't sung about in my music because, you know, she is so detailed in her lyrics and her songwriting. And I thought that was a nice place to start. But why wouldn't I sing about X, Y, and Z? That's how this whole album came together, and consequently how this tour is going to come together. It's the most musical tour I've ever embarked on. And it's not all because of that nice lyric that was in that record, but just it was definitely a nice little push that I needed.
Well, let's talk about the tour. It's going to make a stop at Mohegan, which is a place that we love to visit.
It sounds so good in there.
Yeah, it's a great room. So what's the tour going to be like?
It's going to be what you'd expect if anyone's been to a show of mine before. You'd expect it to be musical, but even more. It's kind of hard to explain like music without actually playing it. But just take my word that it's going to be 10 times more musical. I might be biased, but I think we have the best band in pop music, in the industry, in live touring right now. I'm so fortunate to play with these world-class musicians. You get to hear songs you know that you might not have heard in like this certain way, but like there's nothing worse when an artist gets up on stage and sings a song that's a popular song and then it's just completely different, and it'll still feel familiar, but it'll feel like it just came out, if that makes sense. And you know, my whole thing lately is teaching people things, so I feel like people will enjoy the show and maybe they'll learn something too.
Whatever's Clever is the name of the world tour and the album that's coming out next month. You can catch Charlie Puth at Mohegan Sun and at Madison Square Garden this coming May. A baby on the way, and I know the baby is due next month. Are we going to see the baby on tour?
Everything's all happening at once. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, but the music makes it worth it.
Well, you heard it. Big fanfare. Charlie admits that he's going to be skydiving into each arena, including the Super Bowl. There'll be a massive Cirque show going on during a big production, Anna.
You're going to make absolutely nothing on this tour.
Right. They'll be billing you for the next decade.
Charlie, we are so excited for all the great things happening. We can't wait to see you Sunday at the Super Bowl and for the new album and tour.
Thank you. It's always so nice talking to you guys. You're very, very nice, and I appreciate it. Speak soon.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place. Or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com. That's grammarly.com.